Ready in their preparation in their warm-up matches. So how confident are you?
Well, I'm quietly confident. I don't want to stand up in the mountaintop and say we're going to win. But I'm confident that we're going to acquit ourselves well. And I'm hoping we can go to the next rounds.
Well, the match that everybody is waiting for is England versus Trinidad.
Yeah, that is the match. And I think that we are going to at least come out of the draw against England.
So that's your prediction?
Yeah, that's my prediction.
Is it 0-0 draw though?
I would say 1-1. Dwight York scoring the equaliser.
That guy's very confident. Dwight York scoring the equaliser. That was Evadne Campbell getting some views from people down in London a couple of weeks ago, trying to find out what they think about how England's going to do against Trinidad and Tobago, how Trinidad and Tobago are going to do. If you've got any views, 08453 00956 or on the text 07786 202 956. This is the show tonight where you can say what you think about how England played today. And whether or not you think they're going to beat TNT next week. Now, one man in the know is Flex Mohammed, who runs the online Trinidad and Tobago website and the forum, SocaWarriors.net, all the way from New York. How you doing, Flex?
Hey, how you doing? Hello.
Nice to have you on the show tonight. So, TNT against Sweden today, 0-0. How do you feel about that one?
Well, I mean, I'm very happy, you know. I mean, that's like... a win for us. You know, everybody expected us to be the, you know, whipping boys of Germany. So, I mean, we get there. We didn't play attractive, but we was effective, you know.
Good, good. I mean, how did you think, you know, it must have been defensively pretty good. If I mean, I didn't see it because I was outside having a drink. But defensively, they held them off. So, you know, is their defence going to stand up against us next week, do you think, against England?
Yes. I mean, definitely. I mean, as I say, you know, we... you know, normally when a weak team play against a strong team, you know, they always step up. So, I mean, we got there. Our best defender, Marvin Andrews, was not there. And our defenders step up and they got the job done. You know, everybody, Leo Binaka, he had six men behind the ball at all times. We play a good defensive game. You know, we was there tactically. He did a good job.
And one of the guys get sent off today?
Yes, Avery John. I think that was very biased because he hit the ball first. He hit the ball first and the referee sent him off. I mean, even if he wasn't sure, he could have at least give him a yellow card.
Yeah.
But he gave him a straight red. I mean, that was very, 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 you know, I mean, that was terrible.
You think it was unfair?
But he did us a favor, though, because, I mean, Trinidad against USA when we play during the World Cup qualifiers against USA, when we played with 10 men, Trinidad did play better.
Mm.
So he actually did us a favor there. But as for the call, it didn't deserve a red card.
And so does that mean he's not going to be able to play next Thursday then?
He wouldn't play on the next game.
I bet he's gutted.
So that would be a big loss for us.
Yeah.
If Johnny's left footed and he's left, you know, so it's always tough to lose a left footed player.
Yeah. And so, I mean, what have you known about how the team have been shaping up for their time in Germany? Because I don't know whether anyone expected the weather to be so hot, because it was like 29 degrees out there today.
Well, actually, during our build-up, you know, it was actually cold, you know, so this weather is like perfect for us. You know, we expected it to be very cold, you know.
Oh, God.
Our players were playing with their hands in their pocket, gloves on, long sleeves. T-shirts. So today they didn't have to do that, you know. So it was perfect. It was perfect. You know, the build-up was a little, you know, in and out.
And so, I mean, how did they fare in their qualifying games? What kind of form were they on in their qualifying games? Obviously, you know, they reached the standard to get in. But, you know, how did you feel about the way that they played in the qualifying games?
Well, in the early stage, we were a bit poorly. I believe our coach at the time didn't do a good job to some extent. But when Leo Binhaka took over, he made the players feel comfortable, made them play their game and brought discipline and organization to the team. In our last three CONCACAF qualifiers especially, the team looked incredible. They were playing very well. You could tell they were starting to peak at the right time and the confidence was growing. We played Mexico. Even though Mexico was missing three or four regular players, we came from a goal down, including a missed penalty, and came back and won the game. Striker St. John, he looked like Pele in that game. Our entire team looked great. At one time, I thought TNT was playing in green and Mexico was in red. You know, that's how good we looked. You know, so the performance was good during at the later part of our qualifiers. We did look good,
mm-hmm.
you know.